The Forest Service's FISHL project would include tree cutting, road building, road removal, and waterway improvements on about 35,000 acres of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Forest Service District Ranger Harv Shervin says the tree harvesting is meant to improve age and species diversity.
They're healthy stands, don't get me wrong, but they lack a multi-age component to them. And that, in addition to a species diversity issue where the stands are primarily one species, say maple or some other type of hardwood, by going in and thinning them primarily from below, taking out some of the smaller stuff, we can promote the larger diameters in there and get a multi-storied stand going.
Shervin says the FISHL project is typical in size and type for what the Forest Service has been doing in northern Wisconsin over the last few years. But David Zaber of the Madison-based Habitat Education Center says that's exactly the problem.
The diversity is improving on their own. Whenever they go in here, they do damage to these systems. And opening up lots of canopy gaps in these interior forests is going to increase habitat for deer, which is wiping out our native plant species. These are bad projects.
Zaber says he's glad to hear the Forest Service wants to shut down some small roads, but he worries about the impact of the roads the government wants to build or improve. The FISHL project comes as environmentalists and the Forest Service are locked in an ongoing court case over the cumulative effects of some logging projects in the Shawamigan-Nicolet. The Forest Service says the FISHL plan uses a new way of looking at the wider impact of the proposed timber sale. But the Habitat Education Center says simply that assertion is garbage. The Forest Service will hold a public meeting on the FISHL plan tomorrow night in Eagle River. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.